America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good morning, Hampton Roads. Steve Taylor here, and it's great having you on board with the Faith and Freedom Network this afternoon. Colleen, how are you doing today? It's great having you here as well.
Doing well. It's a good Thursday here in the WPMH studios. And if you're joining us live online, it's WPMH The Lighthouse. You can also join us by phone at 488-5299, 488-5299. We'd love to have you chat with us and ask questions and make comments as well. So we'd love to have you as part of the show.
Absolutely. And if you'd like to contact me directly, this is Steve Taylor. I'm the director of Christian Rights Ministries, which is a faith-based group that defends Christian rights, and also the president and CEO of Alliance Legal Group, which is the legal arm of the ministry, and that we help folks in a lot of things, including Christian issues, but also we pay the bills by helping folks with financial issues like bankruptcy. We're one of the number one bankruptcy filing law firms in Hampton Roads. We're your hometown attorney when it comes to financial issues like bankruptcy, that we file as many or more bankruptcies than just about anybody else in the Southside area. We can be reached directly at www.debtfreeva.com. We have a chat box there that I'd love to speak to you about whatever you want to talk about, that will set you up an appointment if I'm not available directly. And we'll be able to, and I've got a number of attorneys here that would love to help you, that we're filing a lot of bankruptcies right now in view of the fact that the moratorium on foreclosures appears to be coming to an end on September 30th. And of course, the unemployment that was being directed by the federal government as about $2,400 a month to individuals has ceased as of the beginning of this month. And so people are feeling some pain right now, and we're here to help when you're in pain. So contact us again at www.debtfreeva.com. And the number again, if they want to reach us directly, Colleen, I believe it's 488-5299.
That's right, 488-5299.
Okay, and in our ongoing effort to keep you informed about what's going on, and that's really what my goal is, to hold on one second. I see something. This is actually my Alliance Legal Group attorney studio, and so there's my jacket when I have to appear before Zoom and the federal courts, and so we don't need to see that jacket right now in the background. So today, you know, one of the things that I wanted to discuss from a biblical point of view, it's just a real, it's a thought that I think that many people have had, but I want to maybe try to verbalize it a little bit more today, and that is how the United Nations is really becoming that one world government that very well may be that entity that we see as the harlot in the book of Revelation. Now, I don't want to go too deep in it because I don't know where you're at with your eschatology. That means your end time views. But the Bible teaches that in the end, there will be this mystery Babylon, this system of government and or this entity that will arise from the sea and then be on this beast, and that this mystery Babylon is described as a prostitute, a harlot, and that it's very mystical in sense. You know, people say, "What is this? What is this mystery Babylon? Who are they?" And a lot of conjecture over the years, because this is the end of the book. This is the Revelation, and if this mystery Babylon, this harlot has appeared, then we need to know it, because you know that's where we're right there at the end of the book. and that this mystery Babylon is seen to be a one-world system that corrupts mankind and ultimately is at first befriends this beast, this seven-headed beast, and then ultimately is thrown down by the beast and trampled on. And we hear Babylon has fallen in the book of Revelation. So we're going to talk a little bit about how this harlot, this one-world system, could be, not dogmatically, but certainly has some evidence, how this harlot could be the United Nations. And in any event, that we're going to be talking about the United Nations and their those that are hooked up with it, and how dangerous they are, and why nobody in our country at the level that should be discussing it are saying anything. These guys are enemies of the state of the United States, and that yet we don't hear anything from them. I'm gonna lay out some things that you may not know about the United Nations, about the WEF. We all know that they're bad news. I think that anybody with a conservative mindset knows that this United Nations is bad news, founded by globalists that want to do bad things to America. But how bad they are has never been more clear than it is now. So we're going to be talking about the United Nations. We're going to be talking about the mystery Babylon, some thoughts on where we're at in that that time frame, the time of the end. And so we welcome you to call in at 488-5299. This will be a little bit of preaching, a little bit of theology, and a lot of current events, and they all kind of mix together. So what do you know, Colleen, of Mystery Babylon? What's your eschatology? Give us a thumbnail sketch of where you're at on Mystery Babylon, Book of Revelation.
Well, you know, I've grown up in church all of my life, and so I've come through and had different end time prophecy sermons and different things like that. I think I also took some classes in college as well, but it's been a little bit of time because I think a lot of our people have difficulty with all of the symbolism, all of the allegory, all of the different illustrations of Revelation. So it's difficult on that. As far as my where I stand on eschatology, or what I know, you know, I've always learned about the rapture occurring and then the tribulation. So I guess I would be considered in that line of things, what you would call pre-tribulation, where we as believers would be taken up before all of the 7 years. As far as that goes, that's what I have always ascribed to and learned and followed.
I understand. And, you know, a lot of folks in America, especially the West, especially America, still have that pre-tribulation rapture view. I have what's called a pre-wrath view, which says that we go through at least the midpoint, but sometime prior to the end of the 7 year period of time that the rapture would occur. I believe this happens probably near the 6 year period of time. And I'll be more than happy to discuss that with you if you'd like to, and point you to maybe some videos and things of that nature that kind of help explain where I'm at in that whole thing. But I really do believe that we're going to go through this time of Jacob's trouble, this period leading up to the point where this Antichrist, this really bad actor that is possessed by the devil, wreaks havoc upon this world. He's thrown down, the enemy is thrown down, Satan is thrown down. He inhabits this very bad actor that ends up taking the temple that's going to be in Jerusalem, and causes the abomination that causes desolation at the 3.5 year mark, and then all hell breaks loose as far as the last 3.5 years. But maybe as a context, so we don't have to get too deeply in eschatology yet, let's take a look at the UN. Now, I spoke to you the other day, Colleen, about this guy named Klaus Schwab, and you didn't know who he was.
Right. I hadn't heard that name before.
And so for those that may not have, and you know, I have to be quite frank with you, is that I didn't know Klaus Schwab either, 6 months ago. And that I'm only now becoming very, very familiar with some of his books and some of his writings and how he really plays into the whole thing. So very briefly, the clause president, the WEF president, that's the World Economic Foundation, that's Bill Gates, Bill and Melinda Gates, and Klaus Schwab's entity that they have this huge economic forum, this appendage that assists the UN. It's the United Nations economic machine that does all the think tank and scheming and planning for the UN, and how it helps the UN from that department determine how they're going to accomplish the UN goals economically throughout the world. It's called the World Economic Forum. Now, Klaus Schwab, wrote a book very recently, and he actually lays out what the plans for the United Nations and the World Economic Forum are, and what he believes his role is in the World Economic Forum, and what the plan to use the World Economic Forum, the WEF, along with Bill Gates and these tremendous AI computers that kind of plan out everything as far as strategy. They have meetings at Davos, Switzerland, and they have all these things people call stakeholders meet there and plan things. And this is what he said. He said in his most recent book, I think I can get you the name of the book. Hold on a second. Just hold on one second. I think the name of the book is
In Combination with the United Hold on. Nations. So just recently this plan
was Hold on. It's
but now they're right out in the open with this plan.
But I'm not gonna be able to get the name of the book. But this is what he writes. He says, a globalized world is best managed. This is his belief. Is best managed by a coalition of multinational corporations. Multinational, he says that the world is best, this UN WEF president is best managed by a coalition like many multinational corporations. That's like, Amazon's and Microsoft's and, you know, big multinational corporations, governments, and select civil societies. It argues that governments no longer are the overwhelming dominant actors on the world stage, and that the time has come for a new stakeholder paradigm of international governance. And what that means is, in this fancy language, it means that basically that United States, Canada, Australia, all these nations are really no longer necessary or should be that important. Their sovereignty and sovereign nations should not any longer be the what they call the paradigm, the way things work. That's what a paradigm is. He says the way this world, this new world order, we can say, should work is that there should be a stakeholder system where huge corporations, government entities, whatever those are, and select civil society organizations. I don't know those, but they're all called stakeholders. What that means is no longer would there be democratic elected governments, sovereign nations running the UN, which would then run the world. It would be about Bill Gates and, you know, Soros and Bezos and big corporation, unelected people that have a lot of money, billionaires, globalists, you might want to call them, that this guy, this president of the WEF, this arm of the UN, says that these unelected folks should run the world. That's what he says in so many words. That's his book. That's his new paradigm. He wrote the book, The Great Reset. And what he said in that book was that by using a pandemic, that world governments could be leveled and reformed. Build back better is the word. There could be a great reset so that all these sovereign nations like the United States, this supreme power, could be leveled, and that everybody would have an equal place at the table, but that they wouldn't run the show, that these stakeholders would, these globalists would. That's his plan. And he's in And so this whole thing, in fact, in 1999, these guys all meet, this WEF all meet in this place called Davos, Switzerland, and they have all these quote-unquote stakeholders, these corporate elites, these globalists. They all meet there. And it just happened to be in September of 1999, they had this event 201, where they all met and they said, listen, everybody got their information, they all sat around. What would happen if the world had a worldwide pandemic that leveled the entire world and caused the whole world to get shut down, and that millions of people died, and that there was no flight, no travel, and that there'd be huge supply lockdowns and things of that nature, which just happened to precede COVID-19. 2 months later, COVID-19 was released from China, which then spread to the rest of the world, had this lockdown that we're still in today. And what also happened is all those stakeholders, those multinational corporate executives, they all, you know, just for the first time, if you remember, we were having an economic boom about that point in time, a huge economic boom in the world. There was more CEOs that quit their jobs, took the retirement and scattered because they knew what was going to happen than any point in time in history, especially during a economic boom. So they all got the memo, they all got the message, they all knew what was going on, and they all fled like roaches because there was going to be this big lockdown. Now, the question is they've put it right out in the open. The UN says that they want to crush the United States by the very president of their economic forum, and why aren't we doing anything? You don't hear Senator Cruz or Tom Cotton, conservatives, saying we got to get out of the UN. They're enemies. The reason that you don't, I believe, and this is the really scary thing, is that they're all involved. They're stakeholders too. And this isn't a conspiracy theory. I know politicians personally that would tell you that the only way that they can get elected is by corporate money coming into their account. That's how they're elected. That, you know, small seats in state government, representatives, you know, House delegates, stuff like that, they have literally $1 million or more, you know, up to that amount being given to them, whether Democrats or Republicans, to get them into office. Now, those are minimum numbers. Sometimes it's much more. And they know that if they buck the trend, if they don't say what their handlers want them to say, they won't get the money, and their competitor will. And these are on small local elections. Can you imagine what the numbers are by the time you get to a U.S. Senator or a U.S. House of Representative, or even for the consideration in a federal bench, you know, a court seat or a Supreme Court position? And so the problem is that these multinational corporations, they fund this, that they are the stakeholders that we're talking about, and that they have purchased. The problem is we're no longer fighting against China or Russia or some sovereign state. In fact, those sovereign states are the very ones that these globalists want to level. So the problem is now that, you know, that we see an election and we think that we won or we lost because we put the person in. The problem is that it's like 1984. It's like a game. It's like a video game. You know, that we think that we've won or lost because the person's in there, but they're all part of the same. They're all being paid for by the same people. This globalist elite, these people that these multinational folks that are running the show. It's true. It's what's going on, and so this stakeholder paradigm is what's being put in. And the reason that the politicians don't is they think they're going to be a stakeholder too, so they play the game as well. So that's why you see nobody getting offended by what the UN's doing, even though they put on their website that they're promoting a new paradigm where the United States isn't going to be the sovereign nation it once was. So, you know, if you've got some thoughts on this before we jump into the next, and we're going to jump very quickly, but that's the problem. The question is who are these folks? What do they relate to as it is to the end time? We're going to talk about that next, but Colleen, your thoughts first as far as that proposition.
No, I definitely think we're hearing more and more of that. We've always heard the big names, like you mentioned, the Gates and George Soros. I just recently watched a documentary or a DVD that was mentioning about George Soros and how his hand with his money is in all of these organizations and leads it. So it just keeps reminding me to follow the money trail, see where the money is being put into and where it's coming from and what they're funding, you know, and how the UN, like you said, the United Nations, and why there are reasons why previous administration was trying to pull out of some of those things, the Paris Climate Accords and the various things like that too. And now it's all kind of coming back again. You know, they're putting all of that back in there. And like you mentioned, this all goes back to end times and what we know to be true. As we read Revelation, how the one world government, the new world order, all of those kind of things. So we're just seeing those things more and more in reality.
So what's going on? This World Economic Forum is planning to replace recognized democratic models of government, these nation states that we've had historically, with a model where self-selected group of stakeholders make decisions on behalf of the people. And the decisions they want to make are not good. You've heard of depopulization. I believe many of those have that very thought in mind. You know, that people say up to 90% is what, you know, you see on different sources and on, stone monuments they put up to that. And that there's a think tank called the Transitional Institute believes that these gatherings at Davos, and there was one in the Midwest very recently, are truly a silent global coup d'etat to capture governance. And so I believe that as well. And so I think that's what's going on. This whole COVID-19 great reset is basically a model or a guide to understand how to disrupt social economic systems, and that Schwab says in his book, it says that COVID-19 specifically are the changes that will be needed to create a more inclusive, resilient, and sustainable world going forward. What he's saying is that he's completely aware that COVID-19 is the vehicle which we're going to use in order to implement the things like the vaccine passport. And that's why I don't trust any of them, because we know where they're coming from. This is part of the memo. This is part of the plan that the one world government folks want to do. And so that the so let's talk a little bit about the harlot, hey, the mystery Babylon,
hey,
and what that's all about.
Steve.
And so the harlot of Babylon appears in the book of Revelation, and she's a one world government. Now, a lot of folks believe that this one world government, historically, many folks believe it was Rome, because that there's lots of reasons they believe Rome, that they believe it was one world government, and that that it was going to be a revived Roman Empire, and so that they putting two to two together, that they hypothesized that this harlot we see comes out of the sea, and that it's on this seven headed beast and so they're two separate things. There's a beast, and that there's this harlot. Now, just because of time being short, we only have 7 minutes, I'm going to tell you what the answer is as far as what I understand it to be. The beast is actually the Islamic caliphate of which currently that this harlot will be riding on. At some point near the very end, this beast will actually turn on this one world system, this mystery Babylon, and attack her and crush her and fall, cause her to fall and be trampled on. So there's a lot of pushback that will happen at the end. But right now that they're coexisting, in fact, if you take a look at this one world system, that you don't see a whole lot of mandates or pushback on Islam. It's basically a Western world sort of phenomena that we see happening right now as to the harlot. And so that the and the book of Revelation describes who this harlot is, and it describes who the beast is. In Revelation chapter 17, it says, "And the ten horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the prostitute and will make her desolate and naked and will eat her flesh and will burn her up with fire. So there's a turning that will happen at the end, but it won't happen now. Right now, they'll work together for a while. Now, this system, again, the one that's being developed by this one world governance, is something that if we don't do something very, very quickly, there's a possibility that we could put it off somehow if we all stood up and we started recognizing what their plan was. We shouldn't look at it happening from our governance that's already corrupted. Again, with only 5 minutes to go in our program.
We did have a phone call. I don't know if you want to take, if you have time to take a phone call or not, Jerry.
We'll take it. The only thing that I can think of right now is, obviously we need to recognize what's going on, and we need to recognize that we should not willingly be deceived by what the plan is to subjugate us. Let's take the phone call. Who do we have online, Colleen?
Jerry's on the line. Jerry, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead with your question.
Wow, it's so much. I don't know. I don't even know what time it is. But
we only have a few minutes left, so want to get to the question quickly.
I tell you, it might be better if I explain all this on Tuesday, because there's so much that I wanted to add to it. The few minutes would not give it enough credence. But I appreciate the broadcast, and perhaps I'll call Tuesday.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
So you've actually
touched... There's a lot of news that we could bring into the picture, and again, the half-hour format that we have really doesn't have enough to... time so that we can really discuss all the parallels between this one world government and how it becomes how it parallels Mystery Babylon, but that suffice it to say that this world system is rapidly increasing, and even if you don't look at the parallels between Mystery Babylon and you just look at what their purposes are against the United States, this country should be standing up against the United Nations, should be standing against the World Economic Forum. They should be standing against the World Health Organization. They should be standing against anything that the UN is promoting. We should be, the Bible says that come out from amongst her. And that's talking about Mystery Babylon. That's talking about the harlot. That the way that we're going to say it, we need to come out from her. That if we don't recognize that this world system that is being created ever more quickly has evil designs towards America and towards the individuals in America, then we'll just go willingly. So when you hear WHO, be very afraid, because those guys don't like you. That's the World Health Organization. Everything they're doing is pursuant to that paradigm where that they're going to have stakeholders, not governments, running the individual's lives that they're over. And so just last week that we had the world passport initiated by the in cooperation with the United States and the CDC. So there's evil designs set for the United States that is openly public. Know who this Klaus Schwab is, know who Bill Gates is. Know this World Economic Forum. Understand this is all in plain sight. And then start resisting it. Start, I don't know if you can tell your politicians to do anything, because I think they're already purchased. They're not going to buck the system. They're not going to get they're not going to be denied their money. So with all that being said, we're down to the last minute. Last thoughts, Colleen, before I close?
No, I think that's good. I think, you're stirring up some information that people really need to hear. Again, just like what the caller said, it's not enough time to put in even his thoughts, but you're captivating people with just the take on what's happening and how we should look at it from a biblical perspective. So I'm glad that we're able to tie in those current events with biblical prophecy as well.
Do not comply. That's hashtag do not comply. Just say no to the mandates. If there's a religious exemption that you're not aware of that you want to assert for yourselves, contact me at my website at www.debtfreeva.com. We're all in this. Listen, don't buy, listen, I almost said the thing I shouldn't have said. We're not all in this together. We're not with them. This is a fight for not just a freedom and for justice. This is a biblical mandate to do what the Lord tells you to do. And we love you. And until next Tuesday, hope you have a great weekend. God bless you. Stay in your Bible. Stay in prayer. And take care.
You have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on the Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.